Clyde Pilkinen here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. Do sometimes you feel like your life is just tossed to and fro, and that you've reached a dead end, and that the walls are slowly closing in around you, that the water's steadily rising? Though it's hard to understand from our vantage point, remember that Father has a plan. Known unto God are all His works from the beginning. It's what Peter called the determinate counsel of God. There's no need to worry. There's never a single moment that you're not in Father's care all the time and all in His own time. Sometimes when we're so busy, rushing around, so involved, so consumed, so out of breath, we tend to think that we're somehow in control of everything ourselves. It's then that we need to be still long enough to remember just who is really God. Psalm chapter 46, verse 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." What a wonderful verse. God has a definite plan and purpose. He's executing that plan and purpose right on time. And even our trials and failures are but a part of His plan for you and me. He's teaching us something in this life. He's teaching us to trust Him. To trust Him in everything, no matter what. You and I that are called, you and I that have been chosen, the first fruits of His grand redemptive plan, the first fruits of the full harvest of all of creation. God has a plan for you and I, and we have a lot of work to do in the ages to come. And He's preparing us for that work right now. And the biggest preparation that He's doing is teaching us to trust Him, to simply rely on Him and trust Him and believe Him no matter what. No matter what we see, no matter what we hear, no matter what we feel, no matter what we think. Be still and know that He's God. Think about it. That first part, be still. Be still long enough to learn this truth. And what is it? To know something. Be still and know that I am God. If we could really get to know Him, there's the root of all our discouragement, all our frustration, all our anxiety, all our regrets. We just don't really know Him. Because if we did, we would trust Him. The verse also says, be still and know that. Here's what we know. Not only do we just know Him, be still and know that I am God. Oh my. Our loss of peace comes from the fact that we think we're in charge. Father has a plan. And listen, though from your vantage point you might not be able to see it, trust the Father's vantage point. Everything is right on schedule. Now a little music for your edification and enjoyment. Here's the Isaacs singing a beautiful song, Stand Still.
The Father has a plan, though it's hard to see it now. Feel you walking all alone, but He is there, no doubt. When the storm around you rages and you're tossed to and fro, when you're faced with life's decisions, not sure which way to go, stand still and let God move. reach the end, He'll make a way for you. Stand still and let God move. When the enemy surrounds you and the walls are closing in, when the tide is swiftly rising and you wonder where He's been, friend, there never was a moment that His arms weren't reaching out. You can rest assured and be secure, God.